This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're still tuned in to the evening edition. It's Uma and Ezra. Now, this next story, Uma, I'm pretty sure you've seen it on social media.
Oh, this is the biggest story since GE14.
Right. So it's a video that's been shared and gone viral, causing a bit of controversy with regards to Raj's Banana Leaf restaurant. What you watch in this video is essentially the restaurant's employees using water that's puddled beside a drain to clean these dishes. And a lot of people have been going, oh, that is disgusting.
Yes. The owners of Raj's Banana Leaf have blamed their new workers, apparently. They're saying that we are very sorry for the regrettable actions by our new staff and understand that this is not acceptable. No kidding?
Yeah. And of course, a lot of users on social media remain unconvinced and accuse the restaurant operator of scapegoating the staff themselves.
Well, obviously. I mean, that's what it comes across as. I mean, what happened to all of the training that you were supposed to provide?
I guess
the health and safety rules and regulations, if you're hiring people to work at your restaurant. Instead of taking responsibility, the first thing they did was actually offer a free buka pasa dinner, as if people are going to go back there and eat.
Right.
And blame the staff with regards to making this mistake.
Now, many have called for the restaurant to be shut down, and I haven't seen... It has been, hasn't
yes,
it?
As of this afternoon... As of earlier this morning, DBKL inspectors went to the restaurant, and it has been closed until, I guess, further notice for the inspections. I've been there quite a few times.
I've been there quite a few times.
I haven't fallen ill, touch wood.
No, but, right? But you know, knowing that
yes.
that is the standard operating procedure of an F&B outlet, it's certainly concerning, to say the least. We're crossing over now to Chandrakan Patel, Deputy Director from the Health and Environment Department at DBKL. Chandra, thanks for being with us on the evening edition. And let's perhaps start with a walk through the health and food hygiene procedures for an establishment like Raj's Banana Leaf.
Okay, Raj's Banana Leaf is just an example. Like if anybody wants to open a restaurant or those who are currently having a restaurant, so not when we do an inspection, there are main criteria we need to follow. Among them, they have to attend a food handler's course organized by the Ministry of Health. It's a 3-hour course, and I know they have to do it once in a lifetime, food handler's course. Then the second one, they need to have a typhoid vaccination against typhoid fever. And then they need to have an in-stock grease tap to show that all the fat oil and grease doesn't go in the drain. And then they should have a proper washing facilities. What's happened to our curry house, they didn't have a proper washing facilities. They wash on the floor at the back of the restaurant. So they need to have a proper washing facilities like a proper sink. Then the important part of it is they must have a clean toilet. The toilet must always be clean. And also that they must maintain the premise clean for at all times, especially the kitchen area. And the last one is they should have a good hygiene practice among the workers.
Hmm. All right. So, Chandra, how often are restaurants inspected once they get their hygiene certifications? Because Rajas would have had to have met these requirements at some point in the past. But as you mentioned, this time they clearly didn't have a proper area to wash their plates and utensils.
Okay, good question. So, see, Raj's Curry House, they had a category A. So, when you give a category A, they get a mark between 81 to 100%. So, and then when you are in category A, we only do once a year inspection. So, between the inspection and whatever happened after that, this all is onus is on the food operator to maintain the food premise clean. So, what happened that this unfortunate incident is that the workers did not follow the procedure. They did whatever was done was very, 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 looks very bad. Thing, and nobody can take it the other way. They clean their utensils there.
Yeah, it was a pretty gross violation. And it's definitely called into question the hygiene of our restaurants in general. And, you know, as patrons, I think a lot of us wonder how some places even manage to pass health and safety regulations. Should there be a stricter clampdown on inspections or a review of how these health certifications are given?
Well, I think the onus is also on the public to play an important role in ensuring that our food premises in KL especially are always maintained in a clean and hygiene condition. So if the public can play a good part, that if they happen to go to a restaurant and they find that if something's wrong with their restaurant that is not up to their standard or they think that need to be upgraded, they always can always complain to us, and we will always do inspection and do whatever is necessary by giving them a compound or closing them down if it's necessary.
So I suppose the issue is that there really isn't a way for us to follow up on the complaints we make. But in this case, everyone was sharing the video around and Rajesh was shuttered almost immediately. What are the next steps for the restaurant?
We have closed them down temporarily from today. And we have given them some requirements that they need to adhere to some of the basic things that they need to follow. That some of the new workers that has come from overseas to work, they need to go for their food hygiene classes. And then they need to go have typhoid injection, and then they need to make sure the pest control is taken care of in their food premises. So once they complied with that, they will call us, and we'll do a re-inspection again. If we find that the restaurant is in tip-top condition, then we'll reopen for business.
And I guess this means that Raj's Banana Leaf in Bangsar could be back up and running in just a few days then?
Maybe a few days, depends on how fast they can follow our requirement, our health requirements.
All right, Chandra, before we let you go, is there a number for citizens to report against restaurants that have poor hygiene practices?
That's the thing that most I'm quite sad to say that most of people, they don't understand that DPK has already highlighted the numbers 1-800-88-3255. That's our hotline number. If there is any complaints regarding food establishment not up to their standard, dirty, they can always call up this number, then we always can follow up on the restaurant's concern. 1-800-88-3255.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Chandra. That was Chandra Patel, Deputy Director from the Health and Environment Department at DBKL, and giving us his take on this Raj's Banana Leaf. And, the amount of attention that this story has gotten is quite significant. And
we like our banana leaf, man.
We
and, you know.
Do. And, you know, if a place does its roti canai well, you kind of don't want to jinx it.
I tell you, the other two banana leaf restaurants in that vicinity are just feeling very good about themselves right now.
Well, they're feeling very good. But what I would hope that, you know, all of these competitors, they're going to be looking at their own
standards and
procedures. And once again, that number, that hotline is 1-800-88-3255. Once again, 1-800-88-3255. If you have any complaints for any restaurants, that is the department that will handle your concerns. Folks, stay tuned to the Evening Edition. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.